Good evening and welcome to Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga, California. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for game two of this six-game series against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. The Quakes are the single-A affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers, while your Rawhide are the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Let's give you today's starting lineup, starting off with the Rawhide. Leading off at second base is Yansel Luis, followed by the shortstop, Christopher Taurien. Batting third in right field is Christian Robinson. In the cleanup spot at third base is Johan Benitez. Batting fifth at first base is Kevin Sim, followed by the left fielder, Anderson Rojas. Then the designated hitter batting seventh is Jackson Feltner, followed by the catcher, Jeremiah Boyd. And batting ninth for the Rawhide in center field is Alvin Guzman. On the mound today for the Rawhide is the right-handed pitcher Casey Anderson. He'll probably only be pitching about two innings for the Rawhide. That's been his usual, whether he's out of the bullpen or he's starting about two innings for the Hide. I don't know what the plan is for after him, but we'll find out in the third or fourth inning. Here's the starting lineup for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Leading it off in center field is Kendall George, followed by the right fielder Josue Dapala. Batting third and left is Sam Mongelli. In the cleanup spot at third base is Jake Geloff. Batting fifth at first base, Joe Vitrano. Followed by the catcher, Jesus Galiz. Batting seventh, the designated hitter, Luis Rodriguez. And at second base, Wilman Diaz. And batting ninth at shortstop is Jose Izarra. On the mound for the Quakes is the right-handed pitcher, Chris Campos. Campos, the right-handed pitcher on the mound for the Quakes. Campos is 5-6 this season with a 5.10 ERA, while Casey Anderson for the Rawhide 1-1 and a 6.75 ERA. We did have a very last-minute lineup change for the Rawhide. Jose Fernandez was supposed to be the starting third baseman in the cleanup spot. Late scratch for him. I got the text at about 6.15, 6.10 from D. Gardner, our manager. It's actually Johan Benitez at third base, still in the cleanup spot. Yesterday, the Quakes ticked down the Rawhide 11-0. It was the 10th time this season the Rawhide have been shut out, trying to get back on track for the second game of this series. Now, these games don't necessarily quote-unquote matter, which is probably not something you're supposed to say, but neither one of these teams are playing for a final playoff spot. In fact, the Quakes already are in the playoffs, so they're continuing to do their player development and try to get ready for the playoffs. Rawhide are just trying to finish off their player development before these players go back home or head back to Arizona for instructionals. Speaking of playoffs, Inland Empire in Lake Elsinore, they played today at 3 o'clock. I actually went to that game for about four innings today. And Inland Empire held on to win 4-2, which means they just need to win one more game in this series against Lake Elsinore to punch their ticket. Another team trying to make the playoffs, it's Modesto and Fresno. Modesto defeated Fresno yesterday. They need to win three more games in order to make it to the playoffs. Fresno need to win three games in order to make it to the playoffs. We'll keep you updated on the Cal League scoreboard throughout today's game, but we are ready for first pitch. The Quakes take the field in their all-white unis, while the Rawhide are wearing their Toros jerseys today on the road with their dark gray pants with a very purple tint. Again, they're wearing their black Toros jerseys. We'll take a short break from the national anthem. Stay right there. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Stripes and bright stars, who are
Almost ready for first pitch from Lone Mart Field. 6:32 local time. First pitch supposed to be at 6:30. Just a few minutes late. A little bit of a warmer day here in Rancho Cucamonga. Yesterday it was very cloudy, overcast. Today not a cloud in the sky. A little bit of a haze. 82 degrees right now. Wind is blowing out towards right. That'll be the case all game, all series long. Chris Campos on the mound for the Quakes. Let's give you the starting lineup for the Rawhide again. Leading it off is Yonso Luis, followed by Christopher Torin. Batting third is Christian Robinson. In the cleanup spot, Johan Benitez, followed by Kevin Sim. Then Anderson Rojas is batting sixth, followed by the designated hitter Jackson Feltner. Batting eighth is Jeremiah Boyd. And then Alvin Guzman is batting ninth. Again, Campos has been good for the Quakes. He's 5-6 with a 5.10 ERA. This is his 16th start for Rancho, 25th appearance. And we are ready for baseball. Yonso Luis steps to the plate, batting from the left side. He is a switch hitter for the Rawhide. Coaching third today for the Rawhide is Dee Gardner, the manager for the Hide. And at first base is the fourth coach, the bench coach, Ronaldo Arenado. Again, Rawhide are wearing their Copa jerseys tonight. Not entirely sure why, but they're wearing their Toros jerseys, the black jerseys. First pitch of the day is popped up out of play. First pitch at 6:34. Exact same time first pitch was yesterday for game one of the series where the Rawhide fell 11-0. 0-1. Well hit ball towards center field. Center fielder George is going back. He's in front of the warning track and makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Sun does set behind the third base grandstands here in Rancho. All of the infield is covered in shade. Right field has the most sun right now, and there are rays of sunshine going out towards center and towards left. Sun should be down by the third or fourth inning, depending how fast this game starts to move. Christopher Torin, the shortstop, bats from the right side. He was one of three Rawhide players to have a hit yesterday. The pitch misses low, ball one. Catching for Campos today is Jesus Galiz. Here's the pitch. It's popped up. Third base side, foul territory. The catcher Galiz makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Bringing up Christian Robinson, the right fielder. At third base for the Quakes, it's Jake Geloff. Shortstop is Jose Azara. Second baseman, Roman Diaz, and at first, Joe Vetrano. In left field for the Quakes, Sam Mongelli. In center, Kendall George. And in right field is Josue DePaula. Robinson batting 264 this year, batting from the right side against Campos. Here's the pitch. It swung on, a deep fly ball, right center field. Center fielder George goes back. He's looking up. He watches it go. A home run over the video board. Christian Robinson, a home run for the Rawhide. It's their first run scored of the series. And Christian Robinson has home run number 6 of the season for the Rawhide. 1-0, the Rawhide lead. And it didn't just hit the scoreboard out in right center field. It hit the top of the scoreboard. I wish I had the measurements of how tall that thing was. Well, 1-0, the Rawhide lead. It's their first run scored of the series. Again, they were shut out yesterday, but made sure that wasn't going to happen today as the pitch to Benitez is a strike on the low inside corner. Again, Benitez, a late addition to the lineup. He's in for Jose Fernandez. The pitch is low. Benitez batting 234 this season, a switch hitter for the Rawhide. He will be the third baseman today. We've also seen him in the outfield and at first base and as a middle infielder this season. The pitch is swung on and missed. I think Benitez is actually also pitched this season for the Rawhide. Yeah, he has. He's on the pitching stats, too. He's played everywhere except catcher, essentially. He hasn't been in center field, but I'm lumping all of the outfield positions together into one. The 1-2 is high, 2 balls, 2 strikes. So if you lump all of outfield into one position, he has played every position this season except for catcher. The 2-2 fouled off out of play. Third base side. Campos says, faced the Rawhide four times prior to today. Two of them were starts. He's 0-1 with a 5.11 ERA. The pitch is swung on and missed. It was a pitch low in the dirt, so Galiz left to step up and throw to first base to retire Benitez, and he does so successfully. But the Rawhide get on the board. A home run by Christian Robinson makes it a 1-0 ball game as we head into the bottom of the first inning. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley. Investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Rawhide lead for the first time this series, 1-0 in the bottom of the first. Casey Anderson, right-handed pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide. Due up for the Quakes is Kendall George, followed by Josue DePaula, Sam Mongelli, and in the cleanup spot is Jake Geloff. Batting fifth, Joe Fetrano, then Jesus Galiz, Luis Rodriguez, Wilman Diaz, and Jose Izarra. First pitch from Anderson. It is a strike in the low inside corner. Calling balls and strikes behind home plate today is Tatum Littleton. And on the bases is David Sabal. The pitch. Swung on, a one-hopper through into left field. A leadoff base hit for George. A ball hit the opposite way. Third baseman Benitez was playing in. Did make a diving attempt, but unable to glove it. Leadoff base hit for the Quakes. Josue DePaula will bat from the left side against Anderson. Infield at double play depth. Third baseman Benitez is even with the base path. Catching for Anderson today is Jeremiah Boyd. Third base, Johan Benitez. The shortstop, Christopher Torin. And at second, it's Yonso Luis. The pitch is low, ball one. At first base is Kevin Sim in the outfield for the Hyde. In left, Anderson Rojas. Center, Alvin Guzman. And in right is Christian Robinson. Quakes yesterday, 11 hits, 11 runs. Pickoff attempt at first. It gets by Sim briefly, but stays right near first base, so George stays there. I think it actually hit off of George as he's holding on to his right arm right now. Three of those 11 hits by the Quakes yesterday were home runs. One of them a grand slam by Jake Geloff, the cleanup batter today. Joe Vetrano had a two-run blast. He is batting fifth this evening. And then Thyrone Lorenzo also had a two-run blast, his 23rd home run of the season, leading the Cal League. The pitch is swung on, a ground ball up the middle, through into center field. George rounds second. He's heading for third, but Guzman bobbles the ball in center field. DePaula heads for second. He reaches safely. It will be a base hit for DePaula. He advances to second on the error by Guzman. That is the second error in a row by Guzman. Almost the exact same situation. Yesterday it was in the first inning. A runner on second with two outs, and he bobbled the ball in left field, allowing the run to score and allowing DePaula to move, or at the time, it was not DePaula, but allowing the runner to move to second. This situation, it is DePaula. So runners on second and third, nobody out. Back-to-back singles given up by Anderson. First pitch to Sam Mongelli is foul tipped into the glove of Boyd. One nothing, Rawhide lead, but the Quakes are threatening already. Two runners in scoring position and nobody out. The pitch called strike on the outside corner. Anderson is 1-1 this season with the Rawhide, a 6.75 ERA. Just turned 23 years old last week. 6'4", 185 pounds, right-handed pitcher, originally from Salt Lake City, Utah. Anderson sets. Here's the pitch. It's low and outside, ball one. He was drafted in the 11th round by the D-backs this year out of Utah Valley. Appeared in two games in the Complex League before joining the Rawhide. 1-2, high and in, two balls, two strikes. This is his fourth start and fifth appearance, and also his final appearance of the year. This is the final series of the season. The Rawhide have a six-man rotation, so this will be the final outing for Casey. The 2-2 fouled off. Entering today's game, he's thrown 6 2/3 innings, striking out 8, walking 5. This is the second time he's facing Rancho. He faced them at home at Valley Strong Ballpark, took the loss. Only threw one inning against the Quakes that day. 2-2, high ball three. So in that one inning, he gave up four runs. Three of them were earned off of four hits. Walked a batter, did not record a strikeout. Three balls, two strikes, two runners in scoring position. The infield is back and to the right. The pitch comes in high, and it hits Mongelli. The bases are loaded with nobody out. On third, Kendall George. On second, Josue de Paula. And on first is Sam Mongelli. And here's Jake Geloff. The dude who hit the home run, the grand slam yesterday. Geloff batting 210 this season. Infield comes in for double play depth. The corner infielders were in. Kevin Sim now scoots back behind the first base bag. The pitch comes in and misses. Benitez is still in with his toes on the infield's grass. Middle infielders are in a little bit more than a traditional double play depth, but not in enough where they'd be throwing home. I think the only infielder that would probably throw home is Benitez. The pitch comes high and in. Geloff really backed out of the way of that one. It wasn't that close. 2-0 count. And the pitch. Fouled off out of play right side. Last time that Anderson pitched, it was against Fresno. Last week, he threw two innings, giving up two runs off three hits. Walked a batter and struck out a season and career high of four. The pitch misses high ball three. He was not a part of the decision that day. His one win this year came in his Cal League debut. He pitched in relief. Threw two scoreless innings against the Storm at the Diamond, giving up one hit, no walks, and struck out three batters. 3-1. A little high. Maybe outside? Nope, it was a strike. Should have been a strike, but it was called ball four. Jeremiah Boyd, his reaction showed that he was confused why it wasn't called a strike. I have the luxury of having someone up here working TrackMan, and they're able to shake their head no or yes, telling me if that is, in fact, the correct call. And we are told it's not, but a run scores, and we are tied up in the bottom of the first inning. And for those of you who are thinking, oh, Jill, you shouldn't be saying that on air. The umpire is going to get mad. Well, the umpires get their report at the end of the day. They get to see which calls they made or missed. So they'll be told. If they want to come talk to me, they're more than welcome to. Meeting on the mound, Tyler Mark, the pitching coach, comes out to have a conversation. The Shawn team, a full-service real estate team, has been serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Shawn team, where community matters. Bases are still loaded, still nobody out. It's a tied ball game. Bottom of the first inning, Joe Vetrano steps to the plate. He's batting from the left. Infield shading to the right, still at double play depth. And the pitch is high and out, ball one. This is Anderson's first professional season. Again, he's usually limited to about two innings, but really he's limited to about 45 pitches. Unfortunately, he might only be able to throw this one inning. The pitch misses outside. There is already some movement in the pen for the Rawhide. It looks to be Luis Tejeda, who can usually eat up about three innings for the Rawhide. Anderson has not thrown more than 44 pitches this season in one outing. The 2-0 is low ball three. Three-oh count. And the pitch. There's a strike at the letters. Now, Anderson, he'll be limited again to probably about 45 pitches, but the Diamondbacks do have an organization rule that you can't throw more than about 35 pitches in an inning. The pitch is swung on and grounded foul third base side. I've never actually been told the exact number, but based off of just numbers that I've seen over the years, it's usually right around 30, 35 in one inning that they're allowed to throw. Anderson right around the 20 mark right now. Again, he was drafted this year in the 11th round out of Utah Valley. It was his junior year. The pitch is fouled off. He was named first team All-WAC this past season. And Anderson's family has been able to come visit him a few times. Most recently, they were at Valley Strong Ballpark the day before his birthday. He pitched the day before his birthday, unable to stay for his actual celebration day, but they were there to see him pitch. The pitch is popped up. Third base side, Benitez gives chase, and so does Boyd. Boyd makes a diving attempt. He can't get to it. Lands in foul territory. Boyd had to go quite a way. So did Benitez, though, and it just didn't stay up high enough for either one of them. At first, it looked like Benitez thought Boyd was definitely going to make that play, but I think it was an easier play for Benitez, even though he had to run a little bit further. I mean, Boyd's the slowest position player on the team for the Rawhide, and he's got all the catcher's gear on. Benitez has quite a bit of speed. He should have been the one to probably get underneath that. Well, three balls, two strikes, nobody out, bases full. Pitch to Vetrano. Fouled off. We'll do it again. Tied up at one in the bottom of the first. Runner on third is Josue Tapala. On second, Mongelli. And on first, Geloff. Tapala singled. Mongelli hit by a pitch, and Geloff walked with the bases loaded to tie up the ball game. Three balls, two strikes, the pitch. Fouled off again. Nearing a 10-pitch at bat for Vetrano. Anderson sets. Payoff pitch. Grounded to the second baseman. Luis has it. Flips to second. On to first. In time, a much-needed 4-6-3 double play. A run does score, and the Quakes take a 2-1 lead. But now two outs in the bottom of the first inning with the runner on third. Vetrano will not get the RBI there. Jesus Galiz, the catcher, steps to the plate. He's batting from the right side. Had the day off yesterday. It was Lorenzo by the plate. The pitch, a little low. Infield moves back, and the pitch is high and in. Ball two. Glee's batting 264 this year, 51 RBI. Line towards right field. Robinson coming in, and he makes the catch on the run to end the inning. The Quakes take a 2-1 lead that, frankly, could have been a lot worse for the Rawhide and for Anderson. They trail by one as we go into the second. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Welcome back to Lone Mart Field. The Rawhide Trail 2-1 in the top of the second inning. I'm Jill Guerin, and I am joined by a season ticket holder, Jeff Bolin. Jeff, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Jill. I'm glad to be here. Hi, Rawhide Nation. happy to be showing up.
First pitch to Kevin Sim, misses high ball one. Sim batting 242. Chris Campos is back on the mound. Jeff is basically just here to give me a break from talking, right, Jeff?
Yeah, we'll call it that. Not a lifelong dream or anything.
Pitch misses low, ball two. So, first of all, it's your first year as a full-time season ticket holder.
Yes.
I know you did come in a little bit last year as the pitch misses low, ball three. And you sit right near the visiting dugout on the first base side. So you get to know both our team's players and the Quakes, or whatever visiting team this happens to be there. So you get to have some conversations with these guys. My first question for you is, who is your favorite Quake player right now?
Current playing would probably be Jesus Galiz. Nicest guy. Plays really hard. That's one of the biggest things we like to judge on is, of course, who plays the hardest. And then if they say hello or they just ignore you. And, of course, there are some of those folks that ignore. Jesus is really good about it. Chris Newell, before he was moved up, he was really friendly with the family and friends and kids especially.
Awesome. Kevin Sim just drew a walk. First pitch to Anderson Rojas, who's batting from the left side, is swung on and missed. Rojas, the left fielder today for the Rawhide. Jesus Galiz, the catcher today for the Quakes. He's become one of my favorite guys to watch in the Cal League, just how hard he plays, and he has a wall back there. He tends to always get really beat up whenever he's at Valley Strong Ballpark, too. The 0-1 is swung on, a ground ball to the second baseman. He fields it, throws to second, on to first.
Safe.
Not in time. You're right, safe.
That's the fan in me, sorry about that.
All good. You know the one rule. No four-letter words, and we're chilling.
Right.
Anderson Rojas reaches. He beats out the double play ball. Still a runner on first with one away. As Jackson Feltner, one of the newest additions to the Rawhide, he's at the plate. He's the designated hitter today. Feltner batting 214 in his short time with the Rawhide. John Shoemaker out to argue the call. He's having a conversation with David Sabal on the bases. He seems pretty animated, actually. I'm not sure. That has to be the only thing that Shoe is upset about, though, I would assume. Oh, they're trying to say that the player got in the way?
It's Sims when he was running in front.
When he was running.
Front, yeah,
that Sim got in the way of fielding the ball. He didn't hit the ball.
No, I thought it looked clean. But
oh, that Sim got in the way of the throw. I didn't see anything, but Shu usually is pretty calm. So when he gets animated, I get nervous. The pitch is low in the dirt. It is a wild pitch on Campos. Galiz did make a nice stop, but it hopped up really high in the air, unable to make a throw. So Rojas now in scoring position for the Rawhide on the wild pitch. They trail by one in the second inning. Speaking of Shu, you've been able to see Shu, John Shoemaker, for the Quakes a few times. He's one of my favorite managers in the league. What about you? Have you been able to talk to him a little bit?
He does talk a little bit. He seems a lot more into the game, but he will always say hello, especially before the game. You can usually catch these guys early.
Absolutely. Pitch misses, and Shu is one of those guys who's going to be locked in pretty much all nine innings, but I can totally see him making sure to come say hi before or after the game.
Yeah, absolutely. Most of the teams and managers, I think they are pretty good about that, connecting with fans.
2-0 count. The pitch to Feltner is swung on, a ground ball to the third baseman. He tries to tag Rojas. He can't. The throw to first is in time. Third baseman Geloff fielding on a high hop, trying to tag Rojas. He did not do so successfully. Rojas moves to third, and Feltner retired. Two away with the runner on third, and Jeremiah Boyd batting from the right side. He had a double yesterday for the Rawhide. Hyde only had three hits yesterday, the only extra base hit off the bat of Boyd.
That was the only extra base hit for the Rawhide yesterday.
Yep.
Was that double, right?
Exactly. Yep. So Boyd had the double. Christopher Taurean and someone else. Where is it? Kevin Sim had the single. The pitch misses outside, ball one. Okay, so now we've talked about the Quakes a little bit. Favorite Quakes. Chris Newell is now with their high A team. I remember him always being really nice to fans as well. And you guys really get a firsthand experience of that as being the closest fans to them. The pitch is swung on, a high fly ball towards left center field. Center fielder George goes back, and he's on the warning track and makes the catch to end the inning. George tends to be camped out there on the warning track. Still had to go a long ways to get it to Rob Boyd of an RBI. Rawhide still trailed by one. Jeff will be with us for the next half inning as well. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Cahuilla Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to cahuillahealth.org/SRC. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Welcome back to Lone Mart Field. It is the bottom of the second inning. I'm Jill Guerin alongside Jeff Boland, a season ticket holder for the Rawhide. You made the trip down today,
yes,
along with two other season ticket holders, right? Val and Amanda are here.
Yes, they are.
First pitch from Anderson is swung on, a ground ball to the third baseman. Benitez picks it up, throws to first for the first out of the inning. It was Rodriguez at the plate.
Like to see the quick outs there.
Yes, we like quick outs. The pitch clock obviously helps with the length of game, but quick outs do that as well. One pitch, one out. Casey Anderson is back on the mound, so I thought he was only going to go one inning with how the first was going. He had bases loaded, nobody out. First pitch to Diaz is a strike on the outside corner, but he was able to get a double play ball. Then a fly out, stays in the game now. Again, I don't think he'll go past the second inning. Tejeda was warming, but he has sat down since. The pitch is swung on, lined softly towards right field, lands in the grass for a base hit. And your seats are right near Amanda, right? So did Amanda kind of help you become a season ticket holder?
Actually, no. It was one of the general manager folks, Mitch, actually, would be the individual. We started talking to him, my wife and I, Aubrey. Hi, dear. And we were chatting him up, and it turned out they mentioned those seats right there, so they wanted them for a serious baseball family, and I guess that man ended up being us.
At the plate is Izar. He swings the first pitch, popped up towards center field. Guzman heads towards right center, underneath it, two away. And so how has your first full season as a season ticket holder been for you? I know you're sitting next to Amanda, so you're next to a Rawhide baseball nut. I feel like she knows about more about the Rawhide than I do sometimes.
I am impressed almost every time it comes up, the knowledge that she has about the Rawhide. It is extensive, to say the least. And an eye-opener for sure. I'm learning about MLB on the minor league section a lot as I'm going.
First pitch to George, it is a check swing foul as Boyd pretends to be a shortstop, making a throw on the run, doesn't actually release it. That might be the most athletic thing I've seen from Boyd this season.
He's got flashes of it. I think that his stature doesn't show everything. That guy moves pretty quick for how short he is.
Runner on first, two away. The Rawhide trail 2-1 in the bottom of the second inning. Anderson sets. The 0-1 to George. He tries to check his swing, but he does go around. The runner takes off for second, and Boyd, a little bit of a late throw. It's not in time. It will be a stolen base for Diaz. So a runner in scoring position now. 0-2 count, two away. So you and I were talking a little bit, just kind of the opportunities that being a season ticket holder brings. Obviously, being on the broadcast is now one of them.
Right, absolutely. I've had a few of those different times when we were there for game one of the season, and I actually was behind you in the booth when Drew Jones made that amazing over-the-shoulder catch, one of the few things we did right that night.
Right.
It was a rough game, much like last night's was.
Right. 1-2 count, the pitch is a little low. So, right, you were in the booth in Lake Elsinore. Drew made that spectacular catch where you see where the genes have come in, where they transfer from his dad to him.
Absolutely.
And you were there for that, and you've been able to just be a part of different things. The pitch misses low. I know later on this week we have our season ticket holder batting practice, I believe, so you get to take BP on the field. You get to interact with our players, and you get to be at ball games where you win signed bats, right?
Yes, on the last ticket that was being sold, I was able to win with the wife. It was the arm stretch for the raffle tickets, and evidently my wingspan is just long enough to get that signed bat.
A ground ball up the middle. Christopher Taurean picks it up, throws to first, and that will end the inning. Rawhide still trail 2-1 as we go into the third. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Alvin Guzman leads it off for the Rawhide in the top of the third inning. The Quakes still lead 2-1. Chris Campos is back on the mound for his third inning of work. He's given it one run off of one hit. He has walked a batter. First pitch to Guzman is swung on and missed strike one. So I think I might know your answer, but what is your favorite part of being a full season ticket holder with the Rawhide?
I would probably have to say is just the intimacy of the baseball in general. It seems that all the other ballparks have their own quirks. I enjoy them. This is a very nice park. It appears smaller than it actually is. It has almost the same feel, but the Visalia Rawhide, your seats are right next to home plate. It almost feels like every player is right there. Every coach is right there. When they say the family of Rawhide, it really is the family of Rawhide. And you see it every day you go to the ballpark.
Yancy Luis now at the plate. Alvin Guzman struck out swinging on three pitches. First pitch to Luis is a strike. So one away, nobody on in the third. And it's true. So if we were to have a new ballpark as the pitch is swung on, a ground ball to the first baseman, Vetrano has it and touches first. Two away. And please nobody quote me or tweet saying that the Rawhide broadcaster is saying there will be a new ballpark. I'm just saying hypothetically. If there was a new ballpark, or if we had to do some crazy renovations, we would not be able to have our stands as close to home plate as it is. The first pitch to Taurine is a strike on the inside corner. It's actually not regulation size, but because it's an old ballpark, we've had minor league baseball there for almost 80 years. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. We do have the closest grandstand to home plate, which makes it a lot of fun for fans and season ticket holders like yourself. We are right near the dugout. You are right next to the on-deck circle. So it just makes it a little bit more fun and more interesting. And you said that you've learned a lot about the intricacies of minor league baseball too, right?
Oh, man. The move up, the go down, the just the fact that somebody doesn't have a pass to travel to Canada. Now they're not going to Canada. Now they've got to ship to us because we got to send somebody else to Hillsboro. It's definitely a different experience.
Absolutely. We'll go more into that in the next half inning. It was a 1-2-3 inning of work for Campos as Taurine struck out on three pitches. And Casey Anderson is coming back out for the bottom of the third. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the Ford for only a dollar.
It is the bottom of the third inning. Casey Anderson is back on the mound for the Rawhide. He's nearing the 40-pitch mark. And as I say that, Luis Tejeda is warming in the pen. So Anderson might only face one or two batters in this inning. We'll see how long he goes. I'm Jill Guerin alongside season ticket holder Jeff Bolin, who's joining us for a portion of today's broadcast. Josue De Paula leads it off in the bottom of the third. The pitch from Anderson is low ball one. So, Jeff, you mentioned how there has just been some crazy things about minor league baseball that you learned. One thing you mentioned was whether or not guys can go to Canada. So last week, Hillsborough was playing in Vancouver. The pitch is swung on. Ground ball through into right field, a leadoff base hit for De Paula. He has two hits today now as Sam Mongelli comes to the plate. So because the hops go to Canada. Some guys don't have passports. Some guys don't have visas. And so that becomes a little bit of a shuffling around in the Complex League with the Rawhide and in Double A sometimes too. So we had some guys come down. Sergio Gutierrez was called up, and he came back down ever since the Hops came back to the United States. So that's something that I'm sure was new for you to learn. Then also, we were just talking about Casey Anderson and why he's limited as the pitch misses outside. Casey just drafted this year, and when you're drafted, you usually stopped pitching for a little bit after high school or college ball, and you have to slowly ramp back up. So that's why they're usually limited as the pitch misses low, ball two. And so those are just some of the other small things that you learn about minor league baseball. You learn about the movements, about how one injury can mean you get called up to single A, double A, all the craziness of the business of baseball as well. The 2-0 misses low ball three. Are there any other areas that you didn't realize about minor league baseball?
I did not realize that you would get pro ball players to stop in out of nowhere and then take off, as well as their family members.
Mm-hmm.
My wife got to meet Eric Karros. We've met Tony La Russa when he came in for the 2017 All-Star Game. I remember meeting him and Dave Duncan. And it's one of those interesting things where it doesn't seem like it's a big deal, and then all of a sudden it is a really big deal.
Right.
And it's really cool to kind of come across that in Visalia, of all places. Somebody wouldn't think that that's going on. Like I said, for, 80 years, since 1946, I want to say it was,
yep,
when we first had baseball.
Sounds right. Yes. Jake Geloff now bats from the right side. Mongelli walked his runners on first and second. You mentioned Karros, of course, we're here in the Dodgers affiliate, a former great Dodger and his son in the Dodgers organization. But he has another son, Kyle Karros, who's the third baseman for the Storm. So that's why he was in Visalia for one game. And I did see a bunch of our fans were able to take photos of them. But it was still pretty very discreet that he was there. I feel like it wasn't made a very big deal. Only a few people kind of figured it out. The pitch is swung on. A deep fly ball towards left center field. Guzman goes back. He watches it go. It is a three-run blast for Jake Geloff, his second home run of the series. And it is now three homers in a row for him. So a three-run blast makes it a 5-1 ball game.
My goodness, he's going to be playing with his brother real soon.
Right, exactly.
That's another brother trio, Zach Geloff and Jared Geloff. Jake Geloff and Zach Geloff.
Yep. That's another fun part about baseball is you learn all of the brotherhoods, the actual brotherhoods, and then seeing how close some of these players are where they play with each other since they're 18 years old. This is going to be the day for Casey Anderson. Luis Tejeda will be on the mound for the Rawhide. This call to the pen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. Let's actually take an opportunity with this pitching change. Just keep talking without having to worry about keeping up with the game, Jeff. So you mentioned, I, of course, just joked around that you're here to just make sure I don't have to talk to myself for nine innings. But you said it was a dream come true. So what, you grew up loving sports, grew up loving baseball, wanting to be a broadcaster? What was it?
Actually, I grew up in St. Louis, a huge Cardinal fan, of course. If you weren't a Cardinal fan, I don't know if you actually liked baseball.
Right.
If you're from St. Louis in that area, but everybody was. Really, broadcasting was never necessarily on the radar. It was never offered, or it seemed like an opportunity, but it always seemed like one of those kind of pipe dreams that mm-hmm. a buddy of mine and I always talked about. Brandon Sanchez would be his name, and him and I always would talk about how cool it would be to have our own broadcast, our own radio show. Of course, that is a lot harder to do than one would think when you start looking into it, of course. Or maybe you do know that. I didn't know that until I started looking. And it just kind of fell away, so got into the medical field, and this opportunity popped up. I think it was, Saturday or Sunday, where we were
Sunday,
you're
just, I don't remember how it came up, but I was talking to you after the game, and you mentioned about being on air, and I said, yeah, let's do it. I don't remember exactly how it came about.
Yeah, and I was off today, and I'm off tomorrow, and that was it for the schedule, and just happened to work out very well. I got to say, it's a blessing. I thank you. You do a great job doing it by yourself anyway. I mean, I don't think you needed any help necessarily, but
I appreciate it. It's been fun. This is season four, year five for me doing the broadcast. And I think you're the first season ticket holder to come on with me, I think.
Really?
Joe Fitrano is at the plate. He swings and misses the first pitch. It is Luis Tejeda in relief for Casey Anderson, who threw 2+ innings for the Rawhide. 5 runs, 5 hits, 2 walks. Did not strike out a batter. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I've had some guests here and there. I mean, the Rawhide booth is obviously extremely small. The pitch is fouled off out of play. I did have one man named Jeff Dahlgren. He technically was not like a full-time season ticket holder, but he would always come down. He's actually from the area. He's a friend from church that I knew growing up, and he would come to Visalia every now and then. He actually called and put in a good word for me to make sure I could get this job back in 2019. So nice. I definitely owed him to bring him on the broadcast, you know?
Understandable, yeah.
The 0-2 is fouled off. 0-2 count, nobody out. Tejeda, right-handed pitcher from the Dominican Republic. 4-4, 6.22 ERA. This is his 35th appearance out of the pen. 0-2 outside. He's thrown 63 innings for the Rawhide, striking out 65, walking 41. Opponents are batting 275 against him. All right, we haven't gotten into your favorite Rawhide players yet. I'm sure it's going to be some of the guys who have been here for a little bit longer period of time. Some of the draft guys only just got here a few weeks ago. But favorite Rawhide players?
Drew's always personable. He's always got a big smile on his face. Guy seems like he's always happy to be at the ballpark. I think that should be a normal thing.
Right.
But, you know, some people aren't. Jeremiah Boyd, that's another one. That guy always has a smile on his face.
So it was a ground ball to the third baseman, Benitez. He threw to first. It would have been in time, but the throw was a little bit wide towards right field. Sim was trying to make the stretch. They're going to give it a hit and an error. So an infield single for Ventrano. And then he reaches second on the throwing error by Benitez. So runner in scoring position again for the Quakes. It is a 5-1 ball game in the bottom of the third inning. So I'm sorry. First of all, Drew is a fairly quiet guy, but like you said, he does seem to always have a smile on his face, or at least recognizes season ticket holders and knows that he needs to always acknowledge them. He's great with kids, but also you mentioned has a smile on his face. He's been injured a majority of the year. I'd hope that he's happy to be back at the ballpark. I feel right. Like that's a given. Pitch to Galiz is fouled off, so it's a 1-1 count, nobody out, runner on second. And you were about to mention Jeremiah Boyd.
Yes, Jeremiah Boyd, ever since he came on, he got drafted, I believe, this year, if I remember correctly. And as soon as he came on, big smile, and I just love the way he calls a game. When we're sitting that close, we can hear him barking to his fellow teammates, and he leads that club. And that looked like he offered that pitch to me.
Yep, I thought he went around, but it was a pitch that missed a little high. So 2-1 count, nobody out, runner on second. Glee's still at the plate. And the pitch misses outside. So you're right, Boyd, not drafted. He was signed as an undrafted free agent, but he is new to the D-backs this year, was just in college earlier this season. And he does have a big smile on his face, too. And I was able to meet him his first day here immediately. Big smile. Hey, Joe, I'm Jeremiah. Nice to meet you. The pitch is swung on, a ground ball to the second baseman, Luis. He throws to first to retire Galiz for the first out of the inning. Vetrano does move to third. I, unfortunately, am not close enough to be able to hear how the guys interact on the field. There have been a few games. Full games where I've taken the day off and I gave Joey Gonzalez, who is my intern this year, 2 full games, and I just would go and enjoy the game as a fan. The infield moves in. First pitch to Rodriguez is swung on and missed. Runner on third, Vetrano. 1 down, 5-1 the ball game. Any other favorites that you have with the Rawhide?
Sergio Gutierrez, Goody as we like to holler to him, is definite. That guy is a very friendly, kind, wonderful individual. I wish he was able to get a little more shots. I know he's been injured a couple different times. We have a lot of catchers coming in and out. I know we had Serta, and then he moved up to Hillsboro. Another one that I really liked watching him play. I said Jeremiah Barks. It came off a little harsh. It's more of a very encouraging with strong voice.
The 0-2 swung on and missed for strike three. Rodriguez strikes out on a breaking ball from Tejeda. 2 away. That's the first strikeout of the day for either Rawhide pitcher this evening. Strikeout is presented by the Mill Pizzeria, the Mill in Crust We Trust. So 2 away, runner on third. As Wilman Diaz comes to the plate, I knew what you mean by that. He's a catcher. He has to be assertive.
Yeah, and it seemed whenever he did that, they ran faster and did a little better. So hard to argue with the results.
First pitch is swung on a fly ball towards left center. It will stay in the yard as Guzman makes the catch for the final out of the inning. Well, Jeff, will you stay on for the fourth inning with us?
Absolutely.
Great. Absolutely. So we'll have Jeff for one more inning. We're heading into the top of the fourth. Rawhide Trail 5-1. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro wins 5-2-23.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cowea Health, we hold that same belief, that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold.
The Rawhide Trail 5-1 is the top of the fourth inning. Christian Robinson leads it off for the Rawhide. He's the reason there's a one up on the board for the Rawhide. He had the solo shot, his sixth home run of the season back in the first. Chris Campos is still on the mound. The pitch to Robinson is fouled off into the netting behind the plate. So, Jeff, we were talking about some of your favorite players. You mentioned Goody. Goody has always been a fan favorite. He is definitely my mom's favorite player as well. My parents are here today, and they went down to say hi to Goody. The pitch misses outside, ball one. It's hard not to like him. He's such a personable guy. Always take the time to say hi, not only to season ticket holders, but any fans who want to see him. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. You mentioned in between innings, K-Rob. And again, Christian Robinson, Drew Jones, kind of the same, where they're not super talkative. They're very polite, very respectful, happy to be here. Always have a big smile. The 1-2 fouled off. But again, they're not the most talkative, but they make a point to speak to season ticket holders. And I think that's what's really cool about this level is these guys know what a season ticket holder means. When it's 100-plus degrees in Visalia, those people are still the ones who are there. And they are paying to be there as the pitch is fouled off. I always joke with people, I wouldn't be here unless I was getting paid. The players probably wouldn't be outside in that heat unless they were getting paid. You guys are paying to be there in that 100-degree heat.
You question your decisions sometimes on the Sunday games. at noon, 105, direct under sun, because there is no shade anywhere where we're sitting during
right.
that time.
Pitch misses outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Nobody out. And here's the pitch. Fouled off. Right field side. It reaches the grandstands. Another guy you mentioned was Sarah. He said you're a little partial to the catchers. Well, frankly, they're just a little bit closer to you. You can see how they deal with the ball game, and they tend to be very smart baseball players, even though with how young they are, which is another thing that we mentioned in between innings, you didn't realize just how young some of these guys would be.
Yeah, especially whenever they just look like regular ball players, but at the end of the day, they're younger than my children in some aspects, and so, yeah, it's really, an eye-opener to remind yourself. I mean, these are kids trying to make their way up, and you really cheer for all of them. I have a hard time not.
3-2, ripped towards left field. Left fielder goes up, makes the leaping attempt. He is unable to make the catch. Robinson slides into second with his second hit of the game. Left fielder Mongelli almost making a SportsCenter top 10 play. It does hit off his glove, but a great job getting back there. So a runner in scoring position. Benitez now steps to the plate. I'm Joel Guerin alongside season ticket holder Jeff Bolin. And it's funny that you mentioned remembering that these guys are young. Sometimes I have to remind myself of that. The youngest player we have on the team is 18. I believe the oldest is 23. There might be one 24-year-old on the team right now. The pitch to Benitez is fouled off. So I have to remind myself these guys are basically college-age players, and I made these not-so-great errors, some not-so-great mental mistakes on the field. So we have to remember that these guys are going to make the mistakes, and it's the repeat league. Like D, our manager, says, he calls it the repeat league where you're going to tell these guys, hey, you have to do this, and then they still don't do it. Hey, you have to do this, and they still don't do it. And the process just keeps going with how young they are, and frankly, some of these guys, specifically some of the international guys, they've been playing kind of as a showcase their whole life, not so much in a competitive standpoint. That's what I found going into my college years. You played showcases, not tournaments, in softball, trying to get scouted. And so you kind of forgot what it felt like to play a 7-inning game for a win in softball, and in the case here, a 9-inning game for a win. 0-2 count to Benitez is swung on and missed strike three. It was in the dirt. Galiz will throw to first to complete the strikeout. Robinson takes off for third as soon as Galiz releases the ball to first. So Benitez does strike out, but Robinson moves to third.
Heads up, base running there.
Exactly. So obviously you grew up a baseball fan, and you said it was a Cardinals fan. You said your daughter played softball, right?
Yes.
So what is something, I know it's been a rough year for the Rawhide. It's been tough. They're better than the last 2 years, as the pitch to Kevin Sim is swung on and missed, strike one. What has your assessment been? And I'm going to give you the free rein to be honest, because I also know that you like these guys. You like these teams. You've seen them improve. Like, what's your assessment been?
It has definitely at times been very hard to watch. You're seeing people develop as they're going through the game, and the Little League home runs, as they call them, are hard to see. They can be comical, but when you're rooting for your team to win, it's not very enjoyable, of course.
The 0-2 is fouled off by Sim. Runner on third is Robinson. The infield is back with one out and the runner on third. The Quakes do lead by four here in the top of the fourth inning. And you said these guys are developing. This is a development league. I, again, spoke to D at the beginning of the year. He was a coach with us in 2021, and he said, look, of course we want to win. Every day we step on the field, we want to win the game, as the pitch to Sim misses outside. But at the end of the day, I consider my season good if the middle of the pack guys got promoted, if their middle of the pack guys got better. Not so much if the top prospects got promoted. They're a given, but the middle of the pack guys got better, and I think that's the case this year.
I could see that, and I would say all year they've gotten better.
1-2 is swung on, a high chopper. The shortstop has it. The throw to first is not in time. My goodness, a towering chopper. That was almost the size of a pot fly.
Right, that thing was up for a while. Gave him plenty of time to get to first.
Exactly.
It was not very fast.
Kevin Sim makes it to first base. He picks up an RBI. It's now a 5-2 ball game in the fourth. Infield single, just the third hit of the day. And now the pitching coach will come have a conversation with Campos. Go ahead, Jeff. Sorry.
Oh, no worries. I was going to say that the amazing thing, too, one thing that really shocked me was how athletic really every one of these players is. Because even when they're having the hardest day, they will turn around and make an amazing, as you said, it's top 10 SportsCenter play. If they had cameras rolling every day, they'd see something that is just amazing, some of these plays. And sometimes they don't work out, but a lot of times they do.
Do you have a play that sticks out in your mind of a fantastic play that you saw the Rawhide make or even an opposing team make?
That play that I watched of Drew Jones when he went back over the shoulder, I mean, that was definitely MLB-ready kind of defense there. That one sticks out. I mean, it was game one, and watching him from, of course, press box two made it extra special.
Rojas is at the plate. He swings the first pitch, a one-hopper to the first baseman. He throws to second. on to first, and it's an inning-ending double play, but the Rawhide do pick up another run. 5-2, the Quakes lead as we head into the bottom of the fourth. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
It's the bottom of the fourth inning. Rawhide trail the Quakes 5-2. Luis Tejeda is back on the mound for the Rawhide. Leading it off is Jose Azara for the Quakes. I'm Joel Guerin alongside season ticket holder Jeff Bolin. Jeff, a first-year, full-time, full-season ticket holder. Pitch misses in. You've obviously been to ball games before that. And your rep is Marcus Haglin. He is one of our assistant general managers in charge of ticketing, sales, marketing, all of the above. He's also my roommate. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Count is 1-1. Yeah, he's my roommate.
So then the dog, Lana, was partly yours too. I didn't know that. Marcus gave us a dog, for anybody that doesn't know that, a beautiful husky.
Yep.
It's a handful.
Yeah, I bet. That's actually a fun story. I'll tell it really quickly. So we found Lana, not we, Brady, our other AGM, and his wife, Jolene, found Lana. We ended up calling her Lana, a little husky puppy. Outside of our ballpark, we brought her in. Jolene and Brady took her for one night, and we were like, okay, who's going to take her? Who's going to take her? We couldn't find someone. Marcus said, all right, we'll do it. He did not ask my permission, of course, but that's okay. Who's going to be upset about having a puppy there? The 1-2 was swung on and missed for strike three. Zara strikes out for the first out of the inning. So, Lana, the issue is that we have a dog named Kiva, and Kiva does not particularly enjoy other dogs. She's very territorial. She tries to play. Her and Lana got into it a few times, and it just was really difficult for us to take on a puppy during baseball season. I obviously travel with the team. Marcus is at the ballpark all the time, essentially. Here's the pitch. He squares to bunt, gets it down, and it is a foul ball. Boyd leaping up to try to make the play as George fouls it off. Count is 0-1.
There's that athleticism.
And then you guys just had a husky, right? And
yes.
Then
we have a husky and two other mix,
okay.
Smaller dogs, and yeah, she's very pack friendly. She's really turned into, but it's funny, she'll grab them by the tail and pull them because she's bigger than most of them.
Really? She's grown. Here's the 0-1. Swung on, lined into shallow right left field, rather. Rojas coming in, makes a diving play in shallow left field. Anderson Rojas robbing George of a base hit. A fantastic play by the left fielder. Two away now. So, talking about dogs, by the way, for those of you who haven't been to Valley Strong Ballpark, if you do come, bring your dog. We have a dog park that's open every single day of the year. And I know Marcus is your rep. If you are a season ticket holder, you get a representative who is available to you to answer all of your questions. There's a lot of perks going on. Pitch misses outside. Ball one. At the plate is host Wade Apala. We have not put out information for our season ticket holders for next year, for 2024. But if you have any questions, you can email Marcus, MarkusKUS at rawhidebaseball.com, or Dalila, DALILA at rawhidebaseball.com, or call them at 559-732-4433 It is a 1-1 count, two away, and I know you wanted to have a few words, which, frankly, even if this inning ends right now, we don't need to go to break. We'll just keep on going until you're done talking, Jeff. So I know you wanted to talk about Marcus and talk about your experience, so floor is yours.
Oh, thank you. First of all, I didn't know Marcus's name was spelled with a K, so that's a new thing. I learned something new every day.
The pitch is swung on and lined into left field. It is a two-out base hit. Man, Marcus is going to text me and say, why are you telling people my business, how to spell my name? Why are people knowing that we're roommates now? It's not like it was a secret, but we don't really tell people about that stuff.
I mean, I didn't ask those questions ahead of time, but I'm going to start asking more now. He does answer a lot of questions for us. We do send a lot of text messages back and forth with him regarding whatever comes to our mind. I wonder if he regrets giving that number out now, of course, but he's been a really great trooper about it. He's been awesome. Really, everybody at the ballpark has been awesome. I know Dilia, we call her D.
Yep.
D's one, Mitch, Mike. My goodness, I'm forgetting them. Isabella, Hannah, Julian. My goodness, who am I missing that?
Brady? Food of Beth? You need Brady. Beers, right?
I don't see Brady a lot, but every once in a while I do. It's
Brady's really running around.
Brady's always running around. That guy's always busy.
The pitch to Mongelli is a called strike. DePaula was off on the pitch. He reaches on a stolen base. 0-2 count, two away, runner in scoring position.
It's really interesting. Like I said, it's a family that you start meeting everybody. Caleb, who does a lot of the PA work now and everything. Just young guys. I think he's 17, 16, 17. And trying to make a way for himself into broadcasting and things like that. I know he used to be an actor, too. I think he still is.
Yeah, I think he still is. It's a ground ball up the middle, through into center field. DePaula scores on the play. Mongelli stays at first base. Guzman gets it in to hold him at first. It is now a 6-2 ball game. The Quakes are back to a 4-run lead. Yeah, so Caleb is one of the guys who's on the mic, and he is just 17 years old. He's young. I'm not entirely sure what career path he's been wanting to go into, but he has done acting before. He's a local in Visalia, and he's great on the mic. He's great with fans. He's been a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, he's just really personable. And then there's Paul and Mary, Audrey, Nancy, just the folks that really just help make the experience what it is and put a positive spin on every time you walk in, and they're happy to greet you, and they know your name. And I can't get enough of it. It honestly has been better than I thought it would be.
Good. That makes me really happy to hear. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. 0-2 count, two away to Jake Geloff, who had the 3-run blast in the last inning. And like you said, we do call it the Rawhide family. We really are a family here. And, I mean, every Rawhide roundup, every time I'm on the mic, I'm always saying, hey, Rawhide family. You know, it really has become that. And I don't think I realized just how much that meant my first year here. It's really become such a huge community. I know Visalia is a bigger town, over 100,000 people, but it still feels so tight-knit. The pitch is fouled off, and we're not so much that the community surrounds baseball, but it definitely is a big part of the community. Fans come here. It's a family atmosphere. We donate time, money, a lot of things into the community. The Siegel family, who's our ownership group, they have donated a lot of money into the community as well. Like, they're here for a long time. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Geloff goes down for the final out of the inning. Another run does score, though, for the Quakes. And, Jeff, I really appreciate you coming on air. It was so much fun.
Thank you. I appreciated the heck out of this. I mean, my goodness, it's awesome. Like I said, it's been better than I could have ever imagined any of it. It really is a wonderful time. I'm looking forward to next year. I mean, we're still in the middle of this year, and or in the last week of this year, and I'm, again, excited for game one next year. It's one of those things that when you, at least as a baseball fan, we always grew up, it was when baseball season was over, we were just counting till next baseball season. St. Louis didn't have a football team until I was in high school, so it was just, you're waiting for baseball again.
Exactly. The countdown will begin after the game on Sunday. I know the Rawhide are starting the season on the road against Inland Empire, so maybe you'll have to come down for opening day there again, right, Jeff.
Absolutely. That was a cool thing. It's first opening day because it's hard to get into St. Louis opening day.
Yep.
never had that opportunity. Then I moved to California 20 years ago. So that's
awesome.
Hasn't happened yet. But yeah, it's been great. It's been the time.
Awesome. Thank you again for being on the broadcast today. Thank you for being a season ticket holder. You guys are really the backbone of the Rawhide, and I really do appreciate it. So that was Jeff Bolin, season ticket holder for the Visalia Rawhide. Stay tuned to the fifth inning coming up. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Jackson Feltner, the designated hitter at the plate for the Rawhide. Here's the pitch. It is high. Ball two. Feltner grounds it out to third in his first at-bat. And the pitch is swung on, fouled off, out of play. You have a new pitcher on the mound for the Quakes. It is the top of the fifth inning, 6-2 ball game. The Quakes the lead. Carlos Martinez, the right-handed pitcher originally from the Dominican Republic, he's on the mounds now for the Quakes. 3-1 count to Feltner, the designated hitter today. Rawhide trail by four. Yesterday they were shut out by the Quakes 11-0. And the 3-1. Cold strike outside corner. Count is full. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye. Bugs, the pitch is low and outside. Ball four. Feltner draws a leadoff walk to start off the inning. And now Jeremiah Boyd comes to the plate. He's batting from the right side. Boyd today is flied out to center field. Give you the final pitching line for Campos. He did not pitch the five innings needed to be eligible for the win, but he threw four innings for the Quakes. The pitch to Boyd, a little high. Four innings, three hits, two runs. Walked one and struck out four. Martinez sets. Feltner not a threat to run. The pitch is a little low, ball two. And the pitch, it's actually a pickoff attempt. Feltner back safely diving. Martinez 0-1 this year. This is his 10th appearance out of the pen. The pitch is high and in. In his previous nine appearances, his ERA is an 8.78. He's thrown 13 innings for the Quakes, striking out 17 and walking 12. The pitch is a strike. Three-one count. Pitch to Boyd. Fly ball towards left field. Left fielder Mongelli underneath it. One away as Feltner goes back to first base. One down, runner on first, and the pitch is outside. Ball one. Alvin Guzman at the plate. Guzman today has struck out swinging. Martinez sets, and the pitch. Strike on the outside corner. Pitch misses outside. Mm-hmm. And the pitch is swung on and missed for strike two. And the pitch is swung on, fouled off. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Opponents against Martinez this season are batting 204. Guzman batting 227 this season. Pitch from Martinez is outside for ball three, full count. Three consecutive batters. Martinez is faced with a full count now. Here's the pitch. High and in for ball four. Guzman draws a walk. That's the second walk given up by Martinez in this inning. Feltner moves to second. Guzman's on first, and Yonso Luis will now bat from the left side with one away. Luis today has flied out to center, and he's also grounded out to first. The other pitching coach for the Quakes out to have a conversation. It is Ramon Troncoso. So the Quakes have two pitching coaches. Sean Coyne is the other one. Troncoso, the one who's on the mound now. Usually the way it works is Troncoso will go out when it is a Spanish-speaking pitcher. Coyne goes out when it is an English-speaking pitcher. That's just at least usually how it is. Sometimes Troncoso will go out for the entire game. It depends on if Coyne is with the team that week or just different circumstances. There is movement in the pen for the Quakes. Right-handed pitcher up and moving. No one warming in the pen for the Rawhide. It is a right-handed pitcher warming. All right, we are ready for Luis. The first pitch to him is outside. It is number 23. Noah Ruin warming in the pen for the Quakes. 1-0 count, one away. The pitch. Breaking ball that misses high, ball two. The pitch, swung on and missed. Count is now 2-1. Pitch to Luis, swing and a miss again. Count is 2-2. Martinez, 6'3", 190 pounds. Pitch misses outside. Count is now full. Fourth consecutive batter to have a full count against Martinez now. Two of them have walked. The other one is flat out to left. And now Luis at the plate. Martinez sets and the pitch is fouled off over our heads. Martinez will turn 22 in November this year. He was signed as an international free agent in 2019 by the Dodgers. Again, originally from the Dominican Republic. Last year, he pitched in the Complex League. Three balls, two strikes, one away. And here's the pitch. Fouled off again. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled off again. Payoff pitch. High ball four. Third walk given up by Martinez in the inning, and the bases are loaded with the Rawhide trailing by four. Feltner on third, Guzman on second, and Luis on first. Bases loaded. One away, but before we have Christopher Taurine come to the plate, John Shoemaker is going to the bullpen. It will be Noah Ruin on the mound. He inherits the bases full with one out in the Quakes leading 6-2. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Christopher Taurine is at the plate for the Rawhide. The runner on third, Jackson Feltner. On second, Alvin Guzman. And on first is Yancel Luis. Christopher Taurine at the plate. There's one down. The Rawhide trail by four. Noah Ruin is the new pitcher on the mound. In relief for Carlos Martinez. The pitch is a strike at the knees. Count is 0-1. Call to the Pen brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. They've been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye. Bugs the pitch, misses a little in. Base is full. Cannot give you the final pitching line for Martinez. He only was able to get one out here in the fifth. All three base runners are his. The pitch is popped up in the infield. Middle infielders come in on it, but it's the shortstop, Izarra, who calls everyone off in the infield grass. And he has it for the second out of the inning. Two away, still the bases loaded as Christian Robinson comes to the plate. He does have a home run today. And he's also doubled, first time he's facing Ruin. Ruin 0-1. A 3.12 ERA. It is his ninth appearance out of the pen. Here's the pitch. It swung on a chopper to the left side of the infield. Third baseman Geloff picks it. The throw to first beats Robinson, and the Rawhide strand the bases loaded, unable to capitalize. They still trail by four as we go into the bottom of the fifth. Halfway through this one, you are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Tejeda back on the mound for the Rawhide. Pitches a strike on the outside corner. And the pitch fouled off. Joe Vetrano is at the plate for the Quakes. It is the bottom of the fifth inning. The Quakes lead 6-2. Rawhide had a great opportunity. Bases loaded and nobody out. They were unable to capitalize. Infield now shifting to the right against Vetrano. Here's the pitch. It's fouled off. Just under an hour and a half into this ball game, Vetrano has grounded into a double play. He's also singled to the third baseman today. And the pitch outside. One-two count. Vetrano batting 286, and the pitch is a little inside, ball two. There is some movement in the Rawhide pen. No one actually up and throwing. Tejeda is over 30 pitches thrown so far, though. Two balls, two strikes. Tejeda delivers. Line drive towards center field. Guzman comes in and makes the catch for the first out of the inning. One away, nobody on, and Jesus Galiz comes to the plate. Galiz today has lined out to right field. He's also grounded out to second. One away. And the pitch. Line drive towards right field. Robinson goes towards the foul line, and he has it. Two down now. Two lineouts for Tejeda, and Luis Rodriguez comes to the plate. Rodriguez this evening is grounded out to third. He's also struck out swinging. First pitch is low, ball one, two away. There is now movement in the pen for the Rawhide. Looks to be a right-handed pitcher. Alec Baker, former Cal League, or rather reigning Cal League pitcher of the week, is warming in the pen. The pitch misses low, ball two. Popped up, first base side, but it reaches the grandstands. 2-1 is the count. Quakes lead 6-2. Bottom of the fifth inning. The 2-1 is a strike on the outside corner. Two balls and two strikes now to Rodriguez. He's batting 274 this year. He's the DH today. Yesterday he was the left fielder. Went 2-for-4. Looking for his first hit of the day. 2-2 is low, ball three. Payoff pitch, low, ball four. Rodriguez draws a two-out walk. Third walk of the day by a Rawhide pitcher. First one given up by Tejeda. Runner on first is Rodriguez, and Wilman Diaz, the second baseman, he is batting from the right side. Tejeda sets, and the first pitch a little low, ball one. Wind still blowing out towards right field. No movement in the pen for the Quakes. The pitch is inside. 2-0 count. Diaz today has singled into right. He's also flied out to center field. Diaz enters the game batting 270. The pitch fouled off third base side towards the Quakes dugout. Two, one count, two away. Tejeda delivers, and there is a strike on the outside corner. 2-2 count again. Glove at the belt, the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Diaz strikes out for the final out of the inning. The Quakes strand a runner on first. That strikeout brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. We're heading into the sixth. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro wins 5/23.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro wins 5/23.
Johan Benitez leading it off in the sixth inning. Ruin is back on the mound. First pitch to Benitez is outside. Could finally give you the final pitch line for Carlos Martinez. Ruin came in for him in the middle of the fifth inning with the bases loaded and one out, able to get out of it without a run scoring. 6-2, Quakes lead. The pitch is swung on and missed. So Martinez, he only pitched one-third of an inning. No hits, no runs, but he walked three batters. He did not strike anyone out. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Take a look at the scores in the Cal League. There was a day game between Inland and Lake Elsinore. Inland took down the Storm. 1-2 is fouled off. Benitez stays alive. So because Inland defeated Lake Elsinore 4-2, Inland just needs to win one of the next four games in order to punch their ticket into the playoffs. Storm need to win the next four games. They need to win the series, and they've lost already two games. The 1-2 is outside. The other big game today that's going on in the Cal League is between Fresno and Modesto. So Fresno in the same boat as Inland. They came into this final series a one game up playing the Nuts at home. And the pitch is swung on. Ground ball fair down the first base side. First baseman picks it up, and Vetrano tags first with the first out of the inning. One away. Fresno fell to Modesto yesterday. Modesto does need to win four of the six-game series. Fresno just needs to win three games. They currently lead Modesto 3-2 in the fifth inning. The pitch is inside, ball 1-2, Kevin Sim. One oh count, one down. Pitch misses. Although, as I say that, Modesto just took the lead 4-3 over Fresno. They had bases loaded, two outs, and have driven in two runs. So now they lead 4-3 in the top of the fifth. Runners on second and third with two away. 2-0 to Sim, misses low ball three. The pitch. There's a strike at the knees. 3-1 count. And the 3-1. There's a strike. Count is now full to Sim. Sim has singled today. He's also walked. Yesterday he was one of only three Rawhide players with a hit. Payoff pitch. Cold strike three at the knees. Sim was up 3-0 on the count. Watches three pitches go by for the second out of the inning. He strikes out looking, two away. So do want to give you the other final score in the Cal League. San Jose defeated Stockton 5-0. Stockton is eliminated from the playoff race, but San Jose has already punched their ticket. They were the first half champs in the Northern Division. Anderson Rojas bats on the left side, swings and misses at the first pitch. So just to round out the Cal League scores, Inland defeats Lake Elsinore 4-2. They just need to win one more game to make the playoffs. San Jose defeats Stockton 5-0. And right now, Modesto leads Fresno 4-3 in the fifth. The pitch is fouled off. 0-2 count to Rojas now. Ruin right-handed pitcher. He is a sidearm pitcher in the Quakes bullpen. Third pitcher of the evening for the Quakes. I believe Alec Baker will come out in the bottom of the sixth inning for the Rawhide. The 0-2 was fouled off into the Rawhide dugout on the first base side. Here's the 0-2. Misses low, ball one. And the 1-2, fouled off. Rojas stays alive. It did hit Tatum Littleton, umpire behind the plate. He's walking it off. Waiting on the 1-2 count, Littleton now making his way back behind the plate. Rojas had the day off yesterday. Today he's hit a ground ball to second and a ground ball to first. 1-2. Fouled off. Rawhide, two runs, three hits, two errors committed. The Quakes, six runs, eight hits. They have not committed an error. This is the second day in a row, the Rawhide have committed two errors. The pitch is swung on, grounded foul down the first base side. And the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Rojas strikes out for the final out of the inning. A 1-2-3 inning of work for Ruin. Rawhide still trailed by four as we go into the bottom of the sixth. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Alec Baker is the new pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide. He's in relief for Luis Tejeda. First pitch is fouled off out of play by Jose Azara. It is the bottom of the sixth inning. The Quakes lead 6-2. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. And the pitch is outside. One count. And the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike two. Baker is the third pitcher of the evening for the Rawhide. Again, in relief for Tejeda. Tejeda threw three innings for the Rawhide, giving up three hits, one run. Walked a batter while striking out four. The pitch is foul tipped into the glove of Boyd. He holds on to it for strike three. First out of the bottom of the sixth. First strikeout of the day for Baker. Strikeout is brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill in crust we trust. So Baker is the reigning Cal League Pitcher of the Week. Pitch to Kendall George, misses low ball one. You frankly have to be a pretty good relief pitcher to be chosen as the Cal League Pitcher of the Week. Usually it's the starters that they find someone who has a really good appearance, but Baker threw in three appearances against the Grizzlies last week at Valley Strong Ballpark. The 1-0 was fouled off in a bunt attempt. Ooh, that hit a fan. It was hit over the fence on the third base side over the Quakes dugout, and the fan was turning, talking to some people behind him, and it hit off his forearm. He does have the ball as a gift, though, and the usher down to check on him to make sure he's okay. It was a bunt foul ball, so not as hard as a normal foul ball would be. George squares to bunt again. It's fouled yet again. 1-2 count, one down. So in those three appearances against the Grizzlies, Baker threw 5 1/3 perfect innings of relief. And he struck out eight batters, no hits, no walks, no runs. Hence the perfect innings that I mentioned. The 1-2, ground ball, fair on the third base side. gets through into left field. Rojas picks it up to hold George to a single. That's his second hit of the day against the left-handed hitter. Benitez was well off the third baseline, was also hit well off the bat. Runner on first, one away, as Josue de Paula bats from the right side. Here's the pitch. It's a strike at the knees. Oh, 1. Swung on line towards right field. Robinson comes in, makes a diving play at the last minute to make the catch. For the second out of the inning, it was a ball that looked like at first I thought it was going to hold up for Robinson. Started tailing off the last second. He realized it, and it wasn't even a very, I want to say it wasn't a pretty dive, but it wasn't one of those dives where he's running for a long period of time and lays out to make the catch. He kind of took 3 steps and just kind of fell to the ground on purpose to make the catch. It wasn't one of those airborne plays, just more of those, oh, shoot, it's about to drop in front of me. I need to lay down, essentially. 2 away, runner on first, and now Sam Mongelli takes a strike on the outside corner. Mongelli today has been hit by a pitch. He has walked and he has singled. Pickoff attempt at first. And Paula, excuse me, George is back safely diving. George has 2 stolen bases in 4 attempts this year. 0-1 count, 2 away. Baker originally from Springfield, Massachusetts. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Count is 0-2. And that makes Alec Baker my favorite player on the Rawhide roster now. Whenever there's a guy from Massachusetts, my heart just gets happy. I went to school in Boston, and I know Springfield is not that close to Boston. I'm very aware. I had to make that bus trip a few times for some softball games against Springfield College, but it's always fun to have a Massachusetts guy on the team. 0-2 count, 2 away. And here's the pitch. It's outside, gets by Boyd, allowing George to move to second on the Wilds pitch. Runner in scoring position, a 4-run game. A ball and 2 strikes. Baker, 0-1 this year with an 8.68 ERA. This is his 7th appearance, 6th time out of the bullpen. He did have 1 spot start where he took the loss. He has thrown 10 innings for the Rawhide, striking out 13, walking 3. The 1-2, strike out looking for Mongelli. Strike on the outside part of the plate. Mongelli goes down, and we're heading into the 7th with the Quakes leading 6-2. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
Tide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Jackson Feltner, the designated hitter, steps to the plate. He's batting from the right side. It is the top of the seventh inning. The Quakes lead 6-2. Feltner takes a strike on the inside corner. New pitcher on the mound is Kelvin Bautista as he delivers a pitch low. Bautista, a southpaw, in relief for Noah Ruin. Fourth pitcher of the day for the Quakes. Another one brought to you by Rescom Pest Control. Say hello to Rescom and bye-bye, Bugs. The 1-1 misses, low ball two. Feltner today has walked and also grounds it out to third. Ruin pitched an inning and two-thirds for the Quakes. He came in with the bases loaded and one out, able to get out of it without allowing a run to score. The pitch misses out. And then he threw a perfect sixth inning for the Quakes. An inning and two-thirds, no hits, no runs, no walks, and he struck out two batters. 3-1 is low and outside, ball four. Feltner draws another leadoff walk to start off an inning. Last time this happened, it was the fifth inning where the Rawhide had the bases loaded but were unable to push across a run. 6-2 ball game, the Quakes lead. Rawhide only have three hits today. That was as many hits as they had yesterday. But now Jeremiah Boyd comes to the plate batting from the right side. Boyd today has flied out twice, once to center and once to left. Southpaw on the mound. Bautista delivers, and it's a strike on the inside corner. Bautista 3-1 this season, a 5.36 ERA. It is his 39th appearance out of the pen for the Quakes. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Count is now 0-2. Bautista has thrown 43 innings for the Quakes, striking out 56, but walking 49. So the walk given up to Feltner was his 50th walk of the season. 0-2 to Boyd. Swung on and missed strike three. Boyd strikes out on three pitches for the first out of the inning. One down and a runner on first. Opponents are batting 272 against Bautista this season. Here comes Alvin Guzman. He's batting from the right side, one away. Runner on first is Feltner. He is not a threat to steal. Guzman has struck out and also walked. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. That pitch misses out. One-one, strike on the inside corner. Guzman looking for his first hit of the day and first hit of the series. Southpaw delivers. Strike three called on the outside corner. Guzman strikes out looking, and he's thrown out of the ball game. Tatum Littleton just ejected Guzman, who said something to him as he walked away. Don't know what he said. But Guzman is no longer in this ball game. Two down, runner on first. We'll see who they bring in for the Rawhide as the pitch misses outside to Yansel Luis. Pitch is swung on and missed. might be. Maybe Drew Jones or Brett Johnson will come in the game. We'll let you know in the next half inning when the Rawhide are on the field defensively. Luis batting from the right side for the first time today. Switch hitter facing a southpaw now. 1-1 count. And the 1-1 called strike. Count is 1-2. Line drive into shallow right field, but the second baseman Diaz goes back and makes the catch to end the inning. It is stretch time at Lone Mart Field. The Quakes lead 6-2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Baker back on the mound for the Rawhide. Faces Jake Geloff in a 6-2 ball game in the bottom of the seventh inning. So with Guzman being ejected, Brett Johnson has now entered the ball game. He's in center field. The pitch is fouled off. Johnson, in his first game this series, he was coming off an oblique injury when he joined the Rawhide 2 weeks ago in Inland Empire. 0-1. Misses outside. Johnson was on the opening day roster for the Rawhide and then was promoted to Hillsboro before he was placed on the injured list for about a month. 1-1 count. Baker sets. The pitch is a breaking ball. Popped up right side. Shallow right field. Robinson comes in. Kevin Sim, the first baseman, goes out, but it is Robinson who makes the catch right near the foul line in fair territory for the first out of the inning. One away, nobody on for the first baseman, Joe Vetrano. Vetrano has grounded into a double play. He's also singled to third, and he is lined out to center field. Baker sets, glove at the belt. First pitch to Vetrano is a strike on the outside corner. 6-2 ball game, Quakes lead in the bottom of the seventh inning. Pitch misses low. Baker in the sixth did give up a hit but did not allow a run, and he struck out two batters. He delivers, and it's a pitch outside, ball two. Update in the Cal League scores. Modesto now leads Fresno 5-3 in the bottom of the sixth. The pitch is swung on, a high fly ball towards right center field. Center fielder Johnson goes to the wall, and he makes the catch in right center, right along the warning track in front of the wall for the second out of the inning. It's kind of the rule of baseball, right? As soon as you enter the game, the ball finds you in that inning. Two away, nobody on, and Jesus Galiz will bat from the right side. Well, there has been some pretty big news in the Diamondbacks organization. Jordan Lawler, who was with the Rawhide for opening day in 2022, he has been promoted to the big leagues today. The pitch is swung on and lined into shallow right field. Lands in front of Robinson. Galiz with a two-out single. So it has been announced by the Diamondbacks, although I don't think the intention was to announce that he was making it to the show until tomorrow, but I think some rumors got around and it was confirmed by someone. And Jordan Lawler is making his big league debut. I believe it'll be tomorrow will be his debut, but he's on the way to the team now. The pitch is a strike on the inside corner. When I saw the news, I obviously thought it was great. Jordan's only spent 16 games in AAA, though. Quite fast. But it kind of took me a while to realize just how young Jordan is. Here's the pitch. It's a strike on the outside corner. Jordan just turned 21 in July, and last year was his first professional season. Yes, he was drafted in the first round of 2021, but he was injured in his first day at camp and was shut down for the rest of the year. And then made his professional debut at Valley Strong Ballpark. His first at-bat was a home run, of course, because that's just what Jordan Lawler does. The pitch is fouled off. Count is 0-2 still. Then he got injured again. Came back to the Rawhide, promoted to Hillsboro, made it to Amarillo for the final 2 weeks of season. Was in the Fall League, got injured during the Fall League. Started the year in Amarillo and frankly had a bit of a slow start. The 0-2 is low. Finally started heating up. Made it to Reno. Was first at bat as a member of the Reno Aces. A home run. Again, very on brand for Jordan Lawler to do that. And he only played in 16 games for Reno before being promoted to the big league team. I did send him a text saying, I'm sure you are being bombarded with text messages and phone calls, but proud of you, happy for you, and good luck. I'm sure he'll respond to me in like a month once he gets through all those text messages. The pitch is swung on. Ground ball to the third baseman. Benitez picks it. The throw to first is in time to end the inning. So a huge congratulations to Jordan Lawler, who has been officially added to the Major League roster at just 21 years old. We're heading into the eighth. The Rawhide trails 6-2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Batista back on the mound for the Quakes. Christopher Torian takes a strike on the outside corner. 0-1 count. Again, Batista in his second inning of work. He did give up a walk, but that was it. He struck out two batters. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike two. It is a 6-2 ball game in the top of the eighth inning. The Quakes lead. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. It was low in the dirt. Torian did not realize it was in the dirt, so he does not run towards first, and he is called out. One down. Nobody on for Christian Robinson. He has hit a home run and also doubled today. Pitches a strike on the outside corner. Only three hits today for the Rawhide, much like yesterday. Today, Robinson a home run. He also doubled, scored the second run of the game for the Rawhide. And the other player at the hit is Kevin Sim. Robinson swings and misses at the pitch count is 0-2. So Robinson is a part of both runs that have scored today for the Rawhide. A home run. And then he scored the second run after an RBI single hit by Kevin Sim. 0-2, high, ball one. Rawhide, two runs, three hits, two errors. The Quakes, six runs, 10 hits, have not committed an error. The pitch is outside, ball two. Throughout this inning, we'll take a look at the scores in the Diamondbacks organization. Pitch is swung on, a ground ball to the shortstop. Azara has it. The throw to first beats Robinson by about a step, two away. And now Johan Benitez will bat from the right side, two away, nobody on. Benitez today has struck out twice and also grounds it out to first. Pitch is a strike on the outside corner. So Hillsboro currently trails Spokane 4-2 in the bottom of the ninth inning. Hillsboro have their last ups right now. Cerda's at the plate for them. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike two. Arkansas defeated Amarillo 15-3. Reno defeated Albuquerque 7-5. And the big league team defeated the Rockies 12-5 today. The pitch is swung on, a slow ground ball. Third baseman Geloff has it. And that completes another 1-2-3 inning of work for Kelvin Batista. We're going into the bottom of the eighth inning. The Quakes still lead by four. And here comes Josh Swales. He will relieve Alec Baker. Call to the pen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers, homes, and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, it'll be Swales on the mound for the Rawhide. It is the bottom of the eighth inning. Quakes lead 6-2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales.
So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will to Share a Ford for a home run. To Share's making it happen.
Josh Swales on the mound for the Rawhide. He's in relief for Alec Baker. First pitch is swung on and missed by Willman Diaz. It is the bottom of the eighth inning. The Quakes lead 6-2. Swales, the fourth pitcher of the day for the Rawhide. Right-handed pitcher delivers, and it's a low 1-1 count. Infield slightly shifting to the left side. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Diaz today has singled, flied out, and has struck out. Final pitching line for Baker. Two scoreless innings. Did give up two hits, no walks, and struck out two. The pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. It was in the dirt. Boyd will pick it up and tag Diaz for the first out of the inning. That strikeout is brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill, in crust we trust. One down, nobody on, and Jose Azara will come to the plate. Just handed tonight's announced attendance, 905. One away. Azara 0 for 3 today with two strikeouts and a flyout. Swales delivers, and it's bounced in the dirt for ball one. Swales, a California native originally from Santa Clarita. 2-4 with a 7.32 ERA. The pitch is fouled off. He has thrown 47. This is his 47th appearance out of the pen for the Rawhide. During 63 innings, striking out 61 while walking 36. Pitch walk to start off the top of the ninth inning with the Rawhide trailing by 4. Ramirez in relief for Bautista, who threw two scoreless innings of relief. Did not give up a hit. He did walk one batter while striking out 3. Now here's Anderson Rojas. He's batting from the left side. Runner on first is Sim, who has one stolen base in 3 attempts. The pitch is a strike at the knees. 0-1 count. Long set. The pitch from Ramirez is low. Ramirez 4-2 with a 4.09 ERA. This is his 36th appearance out of the pen. The pitch misses in. He's thrown 55 innings for the Quakes. Striking out 59 and walking 30. 2-1. There's a strike on the outside corner. Opponents are batting 226 against Ramirez this season. Popped up third base side foul territory. Geloff gives chase near the Quake dugout, but it lands out of reach. 2-2 count still. Two balls, two strikes still. Ramirez, tall right-handed pitcher. He sets. The 2-2. Popped up again, third base side foul territory. This one, it reaches the stands. Oh. Rojas today has hit two ground balls. He's also struck out swinging. Rawhide trailed by four in the top of the ninth inning. They fell yesterday 11-0. Need four runs to extend this ball game. The 2-2. High ball three. Payoff pitch. Line drive through into right field, a base hit for Rojas. His first hit of the day, just the fourth of the day for the Hyde. Sim moves up to second. Runners on first and second and nobody out with the designated hitter, Jackson Feltner, at the plate. Feltner has walked twice today and also grounds it out to third. By the way, to finish off the Diamondbacks organization scores, Hillsborough falls to Spokane 4-2, their first loss in seven games. They won six in a row at one point. Here's the pitch. It is low and inside, ball one. Glove at the belt. Checks the runner on second. Now kicks. Breaking ball for a strike. 1-1 count. And an update in the Cal League scores. Again, this game and the one in Fresno are the only two still going on. It's the bottom of the seventh inning in Fresno, but Modesto leads by four. 7-3 ball game. Here's the 1-1. It's low and inside. Modesto right now riding a 14-game win streak. I mean, just insane. It ties the Rawhide's franchise record from 2019. The Rawhide had 14 consecutive wins. 2-1. There's a strike on the outside corner. So if you are a Rawhide fan, you are quite frankly rooting for the Nuts. I know the Nuts are also in the Central Valley in Modesto, but there is a little bit of a rivalry between Fresno and Visalia, just only about 40 minutes away from each other. Two balls, two strikes, and the pitch. It misses low ball three. So I will admit that I'm definitely rooting for Modesto. I'm also rooting for Inland to be the team to make it to the playoffs over the Storm. That one's just a personal preference. No real reason between the Rawhide rivalry, other than the fact that we did defeat them for the 2019 Cal League Championship. The pitch to Feltner is a cold strike three on the outside corner. He thought it was ball four, but he sits down for the first out of the ninth. One down, and Jeremiah Boyd comes to the plate. Boyd 0-3 today. He has flied out twice and also has struck out swinging. Here's the pitch. It's a strike on the inside corner. 0-1 count. Runner on second is still Kevin Sim. On first is Anderson Rojas. 6-4 ball game in the top of the ninth. And the pitch. Strike on the outside corner. Boyd calls for time with an 0-2 count. The pitch to Boyd is a little low. Outfield shading to the right side. Infield slightly to the left. Wind blowing out towards right. A ball and two strikes. There is movement in the pen for the Quakes just in case. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Boyd strikes out on a high inside fastball. Back-to-back Ks for Ramirez. Now the Rawhide are down to their final out. And Brett Johnson, who's going to have his first at-bat of the day, he steps to the plate. He came in defensively in the bottom of the seventh inning after Guzman was ejected from the game. Guzman struck out looking and apparently said something to the umpire as he was walking away. And Tatum Littleton took offense and ejected him. The pitch to Johnson misses low ball one. So then Johnson came into center field. And this is his first at-bat, not only of the day, but of the series. Johnson bats from the left side. Two away. Runners on first and second. 1-0. Strike at the knees. 1-1 count. Johnson started the year with the Rawhide. Went up to Hillsboro, was injured. He's now back here. Long hold by Ramirez, the 1-1. Fouled off out of play. Rawhide down to their final strike. One ball, two strikes. The pitch is a little outside. 2-2 count now. On second is Sim. On first is Rojas. Both can run well. Johnson batting 220 this year with the Rawhide. Three home runs, 16 RBI. The pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Johnson strikes out to end the inning and end the ball game. Ramirez gave up two hits to start off this inning, but then struck out the next three batters he faced to end it. The Rawhide fall 6-4. The final score here from Lodemark Field. We'll take a short break and then do our quick post-game show for you. But the Rawhide drop game two to the Quakes. 6-4 ball game. Stay tuned. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Rawhide fall to the Quakes 6-2, a bowl game that took just about 2.5 hours in front of 905 fans here at Lone Mart Field. The Rawhide fall to the Quakes 6-2. Losing pitcher is Casey Anderson. He gave up 5 runs off 5 hits, walked 2, did not strike anyone out in his 2 innings of work. Winning pitcher today is Noah Ruin. Ruin threw an inning and 2/3. No runs, no hits, no walks, and he struck out 2. He also came in a tough situation. The Rawhide had the bases loaded in the 5th inning with 1 down. Noah able to get the final 2 outs to end that inning. Let's take you through this game. The Rawhide did get on the board first. Christian Robinson hit his 6th home run of the season with 2 outs. It made it a 1-0 ball game. Robinson made sure that it did not. It was not going to be a shutout tonight for the Rawhide. 1-0, but then the Quakes scored 2 in the first off of 2 hits, an error, a hit by pitch, and 1 walk. Frankly, more runs probably could have scored in the first inning. Rawhide were able to get out of that fairly easily. 2-1 was the score until the 3rd inning. A 3-run blast by Jake Geloff, his 2nd home run in the series, made it a 5-1 ball game. In the 4th, the Rawhide picked up a run. Robinson doubled to start off the inning. He advanced to 3rd when Benitez struck out swinging on a pitch in the dirt. And then he scored when Kevin Sim had an RBI single to the shortstop, which made it a 5-2 ball game. 1 more run would score in the 4th inning for the Quakes. An RBI single hit by Sam Mongelli drove in the final run of the game. Alec Baker and Josh Swales, they both threw scoreless innings for the Rawhide. Baker had 2 scoreless innings. Swales had 1 scoreless inning in the 8th, but the Rawhide do fall to the Quakes 6-2. Rawhide able to get 1 more run compared to yesterday. Yesterday, 3 hits. Today was 4 hits. 2 hits by Robinson, a home run, and a double. Kevin Sims singled, and Anderson Rojas also singled. Rawhide will look to have the bats come alive just a little bit more again tomorrow. First pitch is tomorrow at 6:30. Expected starter for the Rawhide is Denny Larondo, and expected pitcher for the Quakes is the right-handed pitcher Patrick Copen. Again, Rawhide fall to the Quakes. The Quakes 6 runs, 10 hits, no errors. The Rawhide 2 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors. First pitch is at 6:30. We'll be live at 6:25. Here from Lone Mart Field at rawhidebaseball.com. Thank you to First Pitch Entertainment, the Rawhide Ownership Group. Thank you to the Rawhide front office staff, and thank you to all of you for listening to tonight's game. I'm Jill Guerin. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening. You've been listening to Rawhide Baseball.